This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A little bit of a slump in crude oil prices today after yesterday's spike with that possible hurricane brewing down in the Gulf of Mexico. OPEC, it seems, believes there is going to be a slump in demand for its signature product. We, though, are going to talk natural gas on this program today because the fracking boom has delivered, among other things, a whole lot of what's called shale gas in this country, useful in place of coal to generate electricity. But that does not mean that drilling companies are necessarily making money, because as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, natural gas companies are struggling.
You can have too much of a good thing in drilling and fracking. American companies have mastered the technology, but too many jumped in, says Tom Sanzillo of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
Fracking has enabled businesses to produce more and more and more natural gas, to the point where there is a saturation of the market, depressed prices.
You might think low prices would get drillers to take their feet off the gas, but no. Some had already locked in higher selling prices with buyers, and some executives get paid based on how much they drill, says Charles Schliebs at Stone Pier Capital Advisors.
Executives will manage their activities directly related to what their compensation incentives are. I don't care any other factors, they will always do that.
Over-drilling has brought overspending on labor, supplies, machines. 9 out of 10 shale companies in the U.S. spend more than they earn, according to Elisa Lukash of Rystad Energy. So, she says, they borrow.
I would say the whole industry is highly indebted because shale is a very young industry, really, and it requires a lot of capital in the initial stages, initial years of development.
There has been a cry for natural gas producers to sober up and slow down from unhappy investors not making money. At KeyBank Capital Markets, analyst Leo Mariani says some are getting out.
Energy equity investments have been very weak. There's been a handful of companies where there's been some level of activism. We've seen more shareholders speak out.
He says natural gas companies are starting to get the message and trying to, as one analyst put it, choose value over volume. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.